The North Shore of Sydney Harbour has long been a site for artistic experimentation. In the late 19th century, artists painted outdoors, or en plein air, in the tradition of the Heidelberg School. A generation later, Sydney modernists like Wakelin reimagined the Australian landscape tradition. The range of visual effects arising from the play of light on water and landscape provided ample stimulus for experimentations with colour and composition. Wakelin painted this work partly en plein air at Berry's Bay, finishing it at a nearby cottage fittingly named Cézanne in the present-day suburb of Waverton. The southeasterly view towards the city captures a rising skyline and a train in motion, hinting at rapid urbanisation. The staccato brushstrokes, with their discrete juxtapositions of colour, recall the post-impressionist approaches of artists such as Pizarro and Seurat. Wakelin studied in the Sydney studio of Antonio Dátila Rubo. Like his fellow students, he became particularly influenced by Cézanne's landscapes, though in 1916 his understanding of the French master's breaking of pictorial space was still forming. In Down the Hills to Berry's Bay, Wakelin has not entirely dispensed with naturalistic representation, but the construction of the work is characteristically modern. He reduces landscape features to their essential geometries. Shrubs become spherical mounds, and grassy knolls turn into plains. He then unites these elements through a carefully considered colour palette. Subtle greens are offset with punctuations of complementary reds. The lyrical upward sweep of the hills in the foreground creates an implied figure of eight with the curve of the bay in the midground. This conceptual play prefigures his later experiments with abstraction with Roy de Mestre. And it can be argued that the colour harmonisation seen in this work matured in the breakthrough exhibition Colour in Art, which he staged with de Mestre in 1919.